Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Bob Oakes again. This is It, the Day Politically, when Mitt Romney tries to make history and win the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary back-to-back, something that's never happened before, as his rivals are expected to jockey pretty much for second place. We'll be touching on all the candidates in the next few minutes, but first, WBUR's Fred Tice has been covering the front-runner, former Governor Mitt Romney. However, right now he's at a polling place in the tiny town of Mount Vernon, New Hampshire. So, Fred, good morning. After all the campaigning, is there pent-up demand for ballots in Mount Vernon?
No, Bob, there isn't, although the people here who are manning the polling station do say that it's a pretty you know, steady clip of voters. They've had about 60 voters here in the first hour. They've opened an hour earlier here in Mount Vernon than they did 4 years ago. And there's only, you know, like about 1,600 voters in the town altogether. So they thought that 60 ballots is pretty good, and they've already had 30 ballots, absentee ballots, before today taken out, and they thought that was a pretty high number.
Have you had a chance to speak with any of those voters? And if so, what are they saying?
Well, I sure did. And, you know, here in Mount Vernon, I'm really getting a smattering of voters who are four out of the five main candidates campaigning here in New Hampshire. So a lot of people like Mitt Romney, mainly because they see him as the best candidate to beat Barack Obama, or because they know him, or because they want a businessman in the White House. There are supporters of Newt Gingrich who would like to see this race continue on beyond New Hampshire, or who just feel that he just ties in more with their values, their conservative values. People who like John Huntsman, who feel that he's the best candidate. Also, they feel he's the most electable candidate. And then a lot of people who like Ron Paul, they just seem to, basically they're telling me they like him because he seems the most real of the four candidates.
All right, let's talk more about Mitt Romney, Fred. The campaign has closed for him in New Hampshire, maybe not in the way he might have wanted it to. He had a very rough day yesterday.
Yeah, he sure did. And he started the day off yesterday making some unfortunate remarks that he got lambasted for by both Texas Governor Rick Perry, who is down in South Carolina, and former Utah Governor John Huntsman, who, of course, must do well here. He's taking everything on New Hampshire. And they both criticized Romney for saying that he likes to, quote, being able to fire people, unquote. Now, those remarks are made in the context of a question on health insurance. You know, basically he was saying people ought to be able to fire their health insurance companies. But he spent much of the day trying to explain those remarks. Unfortunately, when he had an impromptu press conference a little later in Hudson yesterday morning, he ended up saying that he says, you know, if you think that I should spend my entire campaign carefully choosing how everything I say relates to people as opposed to my own experience, then that would make me a very different person than I am. And again, perhaps not what you want to say if you're running for president, that you're not really thinking about how other people view things.
He finished up last night at a rally in Bedford. How did that go for him?
Well, you know, so he came to Bedford, and it's a town that supported him in his losing campaign against John McCain last time. So, you know, you end up with in a place that where you should get a lot of support, and certainly 1,400 people turned out at this rally. It would have been the biggest amount of his campaign, that 1,400 figure coming from the Romney campaign, Bob.
All right, WBUR's Fred Tice.